So Rabbi Schechter Shlita discussed the mitzvah of Kruas Hames, and one of the contexts of the discussion of that mitzvah, not just in our parsha, is the question of Osik b'mitzvah partam min ha-mitzvah. The Gemara says that if a person is involved in Kruas Hames or Levayas Hames or the like, they're pater from other mitzvos. The parameters of that are discussed in the Gemara. We're not going to focus on them right now. There are times a person would be pater from tefillah. There's times a person would even be pater from Kriyat Shema. And in that sense, I'd like to discuss the sugya of Osek b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. A lot of times, a lot of the examples of the Gemara don't seem so relevant to us. It's true that if someone's involved in burial, they're technically pater from mitzvos, like we saw, but generally speaking, we obviously try to avoid that. We try not to, we don't schedule funerals first thing in the morning such that a person would potentially miss Shacharis. But what I would like to consider with you are a couple of questions that I was recently asked on this topic of Osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. One question relates to a physician, someone who is busy treating patients. Let's even imagine their question is the following. They want to start their shift at 12 o'clock before they could daven mincha, and they're going to continue straight till 6 o'clock after they could no longer daven mincha. Now, obviously, curing patients is a mitzvah, so the question is, could we argue that they're pater min ha-mitzvah? They don't have to even daven mincha. That's one question. Second question I was asked is, someone goes ahead, they arrive at a wedding and they're just starting the chuppah and they realize, I forgot to daven mincha. Let's imagine everybody else daven mincha at the chasen's tish. So the question is, should they go to the chuppah and miss mincha, or should they daven mincha and miss the chuppah, miss part of the chuppah? Would we say they're osek b'mitzvah, which mitzvah, achnasas kala, simchas chasen v'kala, and the like? So we're not going to answer those two questions immediately. Instead, we're going to try to learn the sugya, and then we'll return to those questions at the end. The Gemara, source number one in your source sheets on page 2, says the following. Shluche mitzvah p'tur min ha-sukkah, chole u'mishamshem p'tur min ha-sukkah. So, shluche mitzvah, those that are on their way to do a mitzvah, Rashi explains in the beginning of source 2, for example, holche b'derech mitzvah, kigon lomo toro lahakbil p'nei rabo v'lifto shvuyim. Someone on Sukkot is traveling to go study Torah. They're going to a shir, not a shir that's nearby, but a shir that's far away. And therefore, during their journey, they won't have a sukkah easily available. So the halacha is, they're pater from sukkah. It's okay for them to eat outside of the sukkah on their way to go to the shir, or on the way to be makbil p'nei rabban, to visit the Rebbe on Sukkot, or lifto shvuyim, Rashi says. So they're pater from eating in a sukkah on their way to the shir, sleeping in a sukkah. Now there's a parenthetical issue, which we're not going to address now, but it's a very important issue, a very fascinating point, another shir in its own right, which is, we know that we don't generally say osik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah for Talmud Torah, at least if it's yefcher le'asos al yedei acherim. And if we did, then a person who studied Torah all day would be pater from all mitzvos. Rather, we say that since we're lomed al manas lasos, when a mitzvah can't be done by others, you stop learning, generally speaking, to do the mitzvah. Doesn't seem to make sense that if I'm going to learn, I'm going to be pater from mitzvos, if I'm actually learning, I'm chayv in other mitzvos. Fascinating question, but we're going to leave that for now. So, one way or the other, what does Rashi tell us? I'm going to go ahead, even if it's, let's say, a 2 days journey, to visit my Rebbe, to do Pidyon Shvuyim. So for those 2 days, I'm pater from eating in the sukkah and sleeping in the sukkah. That's the first source. Now skip to the Gemara. Menani Mili, how do we know that? How do I know that when I'm traveling to do this mitzvah, I'm pater from the mitzvah sukkah? Detan Rabbanan. B'shiftecha b'veisecha prat lo'osek b'mitzvah. We know this from Shema. You're chayv to say Shema when you're sitting at home. When you're sitting at home, as it were, doing your own thing, that's when you have to say Shema. But if you're osek b'mitzvah, you're involved in another mitzvah, then you're potter from other mitzvos. Uvelachtucha v'aderech, you're traveling, again, for your own stuff. Prat l'chasan. This comes to exclude a chasan. What type of chasan? So Rashi explains this means the following. A chasan is very much tarud. He is preoccupied. There's a lot on his mind, even though he's already gotten married. And just imagine his wedding is just finished. His new kala is going ahead and saying goodbye to all her friends. He has a lot on his mind. What's going to be that night? He's tarud. He's preoccupied. And even though, Rashi notes there's an additional chiddush here, even though technically speaking he could say Shema, right, after all, he's just sitting on the couch waiting for his wife to say goodbye to all of her friends. He's not doing anything else. He's not even involved in a mitzvah. But he's tarud betir de mitzvah. That means to say that he's very preoccupied with, in this case, the mitzvah of be'ilas mitzvah, of being with his wife the first time, puravu and the like. So because he won't be able to focus on Shema, since he's tarud, since he's preoccupied, he's potter from Shema. Now, that's what the Gemara says. So in a sense, we actually have two types of osik b'mitzvah, potter mina mitzvah, the Gemara says. Number one is when I'm actively involved in the mitzvah or even the hechsher mitzvah, right? The examples that Rashi said, when you're walking to the shir, you're not actually doing the mitzvah yet. You're doing hechsher mitzvah. So chiddush number one of osik b'mitzvah, potter mina mitzvah is as follows. When I'm involved in a mitzvah or even involved in a hechsher mitzvah, I'm potter from mitzvos. Chiddush number two is even if I'm not involved in a mitzvah, but I'm tarud betir de a mitzvah, I'm thinking about a mitzvah, it's preoccupying me. So then I'm also potter from other mitzvahs. How do we derive it? So the Gemara says, because it says, b'shiftecha b'veisecha, b'sheves didach. When you're doing your own thing, you're sitting at your home, uvelechtecha baderech, b'leches didach. You're going on the way to do your own thing. When you're going on your way to do your own thing, that's when you have to say Shema. That's when you have to do other mitzvos. But if you're going on your way to do a mitzvah, or you're preoccupied with a mitzvah, so then you're potter from other mitzvahs. That's the source. The Gemara in Amud Beis gives another source for Osik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, from the Sugya of Pesach Sheni. It says why we need both. You're potter from the mitzvah even when the other mitzvah hasn't even fully arrived yet. And your potter as well, even though the other mitzvah is a chi of kareis, like Karban Pesach, osik b'mitzvah's potter min ha-mitzvah. So that's the source for this remarkable idea. For this remarkable idea. Now the first question we have to consider, a very important question, is the following. Is the p'tur only when involvement in mitzvah A precludes the possibility of doing mitzvah B, or even when I could theoretically do both? Obviously, if we say that I'm only potter from mitzvah B when I can't do mitzvah B, so then there's a much smaller chiddush here. Then we're simply saying that since I'm doing mitzvah A, and involvement in mitzvah A precludes my ability to do mitzvah B, so I don't have to stop mitzvah A to do mitzvah B. That's a much smaller chiddush than the second possibility. The second possibility is that even when I could do mitzvah B, I could do both simultaneously, for example. I'm still potter. Why? Because since I'm involved in mitzvah A, memela, I'm also potter from mitzvah B. That's the main question we have to consider. So this question is addressed by Tosfos in source number 3. Tosfos says, he shows first from the Gemara that this person that's traveling to do the mitzvah and therefore potter from sukkah is traveling to go to a shir, and therefore, since he's osik b'hechsher mitzvah, he's involved in hechsher mitzvah, he's potter from the sukkah. This is true even when he could theoretically find a sukkah. How does Tosfos know that? Without getting into too much details of the Gemara says that holchei drachim are also potter from the sukkah. Even if they're holchim l'dvar rishos. Let's say I'm going on a business trip during Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Let's assume I'm allowed to work on Chol HaMoed. It's a davar aved, and I have to travel on Chol HaMoed. So if I travel during the day, so then I have to sleep in a sukkah at night because I'm not traveling during the night. That's if I'm holich l'dvar rishos. But if I'm holich l'dvar mitzvah, I'm pater from sleeping in a sukkah even at night. That's what the Gemara says. Now, Tosa says, one second. Clearly, we're talking about a case where the guy could sleep in a sukkah at night. How do I know that? Because we say if he's holich l'dvar rishos, he has to sleep in a sukkah at night. And yet, because he's osik b'mitzvah, so he's pater from sleeping at the sukkah at night. So Tosa says, it seems from our Gemara that you're pater from sukkah, pater from mitzvah, even when you could do it. But Tosa says that's inconceivable. If you start from the middle of Tosus, the fourth line down in source number 3, Vitema im yicholu in lakayim shneim amai pturim de'atu adam sheyesh lo tzitzis bevigdo v'tfilin berosho mi yifter bekach mishar mitzvos. How could that be? If my involvement in mitzvah A exempts me from mitzvah B even when I could do mitzvah B, so then I have a great solution. I don't have to daven mincha today because I'm wearing tzitzis, right? I'm doing a mitzvah right now. I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm wearing tzitzis. I osek b'mitzvah, so I'm pater from all other mitzvos. Maybe I don't have to bench if I eat bread. Osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. Our Gemara, Tosa says, seems to indicate that I'm pater from mitzvah B, even when I could do mitzvah B. But how could that be? Obviously that's wrong. Obviously somebody who's wearing tefillin, for example, is not pater from other mitzvos. That would be great. You know, you put on your tefillin for shacharis, then you're pater from shacharis. So how could that be? That's Tosus' question. So Tosus answers, if we look at the second to bottom line on page 2, V'tzorech lomar, d'hacha nami ayri b'chi agavna, d'i mitridi b'kiyo mitzvah havu mevatli mitzvos. Now, even though we said that if the fellow traveling to the shiur is pater from sukkah, even though he could make a sukkah, let's say, or he could find a sukkah, but it would take away from the fulfillment of the mitzvah. What does that mean to say? Let's say I'm traveling, like we said, I'm traveling for this year. I'm going, traveling 2 days, and I'm going to sleep at night in some hotel. Now, there is an available sukkah at this hotel, but if I sleep in a sukkah, I'm not going to sleep so well. It's hard to sleep in the sukkah, even though I could. There's a bed in the sukkah, but I'm not going to sleep so well. And what's going to happen if I don't sleep as well at night? I'm going to go to the shir the next day. I'm going to fall asleep, right? There's not so much lovely coffee like we have here for this shir. So it's going to take away from my mitzvah. So then we say that I'm pater from sleeping in the sukkah. If I was holich l'dvar rishos, if it was just a business trip, we'd say, yeah, it's true, you might not sleep as well in a sukkah, but you got to stick it out. But since you're holich l'dvar mitzvah, so then, since it will in some way take away from the fulfillment of the mitzvah, if I were to do mitzvah B, I would not be able to be mekayim mitzvah A to the same degree. So therefore, I'm pater. In other words, Tosfo says, the chiddush is as follows. When do we say osik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah? When involvement in mitzvah B would somehow take away from mitzvah A, then I'm pater from mitzvah B. Osik b'mitzvah, I'm involved in mitzvah A, I'm pater from mitzvah B, because doing mitzvah B would take away from mitzvah A. But if I could do mitzvah B and mitzvah A simultaneously, the fulfillment of mitzvah B would not take away from mitzvah A. Obviously, in that case, I must do both. I must do both. And therefore, if I'm wearing tefillin, I still have to daven shacharis. Why? Because my wearing tefillin doesn't preclude my ability to daven. If I'm wearing tzitzis, I still have to daven mincha. Why? Because my wearing tzitzis doesn't take away from my ability to daven mitzvah, daven mincha. So what's the halacha according to Tosfos? Osik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah? Yes. But you're only pater if involvement in mitzvah A somehow detracts from mitzvah B. So if that's the case, then, like we said, it's not such a big chiddush. Makes a lot of sense. That is the view of Tosfos. If you turn to source number 4, page 3, we'll take a look at the Ran. The Ran objects to Tosfos. He disagrees. If you look at the second paragraph, the lo nirali, kach, after quoting Tosfos, he thinks he's wrong. De pashto de milso lo mashma kein. The simple reading of the Gemara doesn't sound like Tosfos. The simple reading of the Gemara sounds like, if you're involved in mitzvah, you're pater from mitzvah B, no matter what. Even if you could do mitzvah B. Skip to the next paragraph. We'll give an example. This is an example from Parshas HaShavua, from the mitzvah Kfuras HaMeis. Uveperek Hayakore. Unami amrina nachofer koch lemeis pater mikriyeshma. Someone who's digging a grave is pater from kriyeshma. Umenat tefillin from davening, umenat tefillin and from wearing tefillin, and we call mitzvahs amuras patur, every mitzvah. Ubevadai, darkan shel chofrin, debasar demachu ba tuva, mifshi purta, the hadru machu, uve idna demifshi, lamahu pater. Asks the Ran the following question. Let's imagine that somebody is digging a grave. And let's say it takes 4 or 5 hours even. So, will the Mishnah says over there that they're potter from saying Shema, from davening, from giving money to a poor person? Now, when you dig a grave, do you usually dig nonstop? No, right? Typically, a person, whenever digging is hard work. You dig for a couple minutes, you take a break for a minute or two, you dig some more. So now they're going to be taking some breaks, typically, and yet we still say they're potter from Shema. But why? Why don't we say that during the break, they should say Shema? Must be that since they're osek b'mitzvah, they're potter from a mitzvah, even if afshar l'kayim shnehem. Now, it could be Tosfos would say, no, it's not true, because if I say Shema during the break, that won't be a break. I'm going to be focusing on Shema. The only way, and it'll take me an extra couple minutes, right? When it's my break, I just have to lay down and relax. Otherwise, but the Ran at the very least assumes that you see from this source as well as other sources, we won't read all of his proofs, but he argues that osek b'mitzvah patur na mitzvah is categorical. What do I mean to say? That even when involvement in mitzvah B does not preclude the fulfillment of mitzvah A, I'm still patur from mitzvah B. Osek b'mitzvah patur na mitzvah categorically, even if efshar l'kayim shneim, I'm patur. Let's read it inside the next paragraph, where it's bolded. Lefikach nirali. Da osek b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah afal pishi och l'kayim shteyem. Osek b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah even when you could fulfill both of them. Vahid nedarim lo muchicha meyidi. So one of Tosfos' proofs, we didn't read this, is from a Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim says that if I am doing Hashavas Aveda, so Hashavas Aveda is a mitzvah, and therefore osek b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah, while I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm patur from giving tzedakah. Now, let's say it takes me 2 weeks to return this Aveda. So maybe you would argue I'm patur from tzedakah from 2 weeks. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara seems to indicate that you're only patur when you're actually taking care of the Aveda. Right? Let's say it's a carpet and I need to shake it out every so often or something like that. Then, you know, when I'm shaking out the carpet, dusting it out, I'm patur from giving tzedakah. But the odds are very low that a ani will happen to come during those 2 minutes that I'm actually dusting out the carpet. So, Tosfos says, you see from there, that if efshar l'kayim shneihem, you are chayav. He says, that's not a raya. Devadai b'shah sh'aveda mishumeres b'tevaso lo mifter. Obviously, when the aveda is just sitting in my closet, I'm chayav in mitzvos. To osek b'mitzvah minan v'lo mikayim mitzvah. The Gemara says, osek b'mitzvah is patur mina mitzvah, not mekayim mitzvah, patur mina mitzvah. But only when you're osek b'mitzvah. And that's how he answers the question that Tosfos asks from tefillin and tzitzis. What did Tosfos ask? Tosfos asks, why is it that when I'm wearing tzitzis, I'm not patur for mincha? Answer is very simple. When I'm wearing tzitzis, am I osek b'mitzvah? No. I might be mekayim mitzvah, but I'm not in any way osek b'mitzvah. It's a totally passive fulfillment. I happen to have tzitzis. Wonderful, it's a kiyum mitzvah, but it's not osek b'mitzvah. Once I put on tefillin, it's true, when I'm putting on my tefillin, I might be osek b'mitzvah, right? If an ani comes and asks for money while I'm putting on my tefillin, I'm pater. Osek b'mitzvah, pater min mitzvah. But once my tefillin are on, I'm no longer osek b'mitzvah. I'm being mekayim mitzvah, but I'm not osek b'mitzvah. It's only osek b'mitzvah when you're involved in the mitzvah, or even the hechsher mitzvah, like we saw in the Gemara. When you're involved in the mitzvah, or the hechsher mitzvah, then you're patur min mitzvah. But if you're simply passively being mekayim the mitzvah, then you're chayv in other mitzvah. So here we have a debate between Tosfos and the Ran. According to Tosfos, when do we say osek b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah? When I'm unable to do the second mitzvah. Involvement in mitzvah A precludes my ability to do mitzvah B. According to the Ran, osek b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah is categorical. However, it's only when you're actively being osek in a mitzvah. So if I'm actively osek in a mitzvah, but I could do the second mitzvah, so that's when we have a debate between Tosfos and the Ran. Tosfos would say you're chayiv, you could do both. The Ran would say you're patur, because since you're osek b'mitzvah, you're patur min mitzvah. Now, why are you patur if you could do both? So if you skip to the end of that paragraph, he says very simply, v'hainu taima d'mifta rachmana chasan, afalgav d'evzhu le'i li'esuve da'ite l'kai mishdayan. Look at the example of the chasan. The chasan, we said, for example, is osek b'mitzvah. He's not actually involved in a mitzvah there. He's tarred b'tir to the mitzvah. But he could say shema, he's just sitting on the couch. But we still say he's patur. We still say spotter. Parenthetically, the halacha is that we don't assume that way today, because nowadays, you know, most of us don't have such great kavana during Shema anyway. So the type of kavana we typically have during Shema, you could probably have as a chassan, right? The chassan could also muster that much kavana, even though he's thinking about what's going on later that night. But fundamentally, even though the chassan could theoretically focus, still he's pater. Ukadikasivna yalfinan de kolshu osik bimalachto shalmakom lo chiyivuhu Torah litroach ulekai mitzvah sacheros afal pisha afshar. The reason why you're pater from mitzvah B, even though you could do it, is because Hashem said do mitzvos. Hashem said do mitzvos when you're not doing other mitzvos. But when you're involved in one mitzvah, the Torah never obligated you in other mitzvos. When you're involved in mitzvah A, the Torah patered you from mitzvah B. Yeah, you could do it, but you're pater. The Torah said you're pater. You're chayv to do mitzvahs, you're chayv to say Shema, when I'm not doing a mitzvah, when I'm taking care of my own stuff, when I'm taking care of God's stuff, when I'm doing another mitzvah, so then what's the halacha? I am, of course, pater, even though I could do it. That's the view of the Ran. Now then the Ran says, but I will concede one point to Tosfos. Umihu modina vadai shekol she'eno tzarach l'troach klal elo kedarko b'mitzvah rishona yochel latzis yidei shneihem debichiyai gavna vadai yata yidei shteihem umiyehu satov al yekvera. I agree that if you could do the second mitzvah without any tircha, I'm doing mitzvah A, and I could do mitzvah B without any tircha, so then you have to do mitzvah B as well. Now the truth is, it's not clear if he means to say you have to or you should. The lashon of umiyos tov al yikrara sort of sounds like it's a good idea, it's recommended, though it's not obligated. But from his example that he proves it from the Gemara later on, it does sound like it's obligatory. We'll assume, the Bir Halacha assumes it's obligatory. So what it turns out then is that the machlokas between Tosfos and Ran is pretty narrow. When do they debate? When you're actually being osek in mitzvah A, not just being mekayim mitzvah A, when you're osek b'mitzvah A, and you could do mitzvah B, but there would be a tircha to do mitzvah B, then, according to Tosfos, you're chayev, because you could do both. According to Ran, you're pater. That's the machlokas. That's the machlokas. What is their debate? What are they arguing about? So some of the achronim make the following suggestion. Some of the Achronim say they're debating what the lamdus of osek b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah is. Is it a ptur, or is it almost a type of ones? What do I mean to say? If we say that osek b'mitzvah is actually patur min mitzvah, you're patur from the other mitzvahs, like we saw the Ran say, lo chivuhu rachmana, the Torah never obligated, so then, even though I could do mitzvah B, I'm patur from mitzvah B. Osek b'mitzvah is patur min mitzvah. So I don't have to drive myself crazy to do mitzvah B while doing mitzvah A. I don't have to be matriach to do mitzvah B while doing mitzvah A, because the Torah never obligated me to do so. When did the Torah obligate me to do mitzvah? So I'm not doing another mitzvah. So I'm patur. Yeah, I could do it, but I'm patur. Whereas Tosfos sees osek b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah a little differently. It's more along the lines of ones. We have an obligation to do mitzvah, so say, but we know that sometimes you can't do the mitzvah. Sometimes you can't. Why? Well, I don't know. A person is patur from putting on tefillin if they don't have an arm. right? You don't have a hand, you're obviously your ones. Or if you're sick, a person has stomach issues and they're not able to put on tefillin with a gufnaki, so they're potter. They're ones. Likewise, if I'm unable to do the mitzvah because I'm involved in a different mitzvah, so then I'm potter. But not that it's a fundamental ptur. It's simply ones. I'm busy with one mitzvah, so I'm potter from the second mitzvah. That is the view of Tosfos. So Mimela Tosfos says, if you could do both, you must do both. If you can't do both, so what could you do? You're potter. Now, of course, an obvious question on that is, well, why do I even need a pasuk to teach me this? If I'm ones, so obviously I'm potter. What, I would think I have to stop mitzvah A to do mitzvah B? Why would I think mitzvah B is so much more important than mitzvah A that I should stop mitzvah A to do mitzvah B? There's no reason to assume that. We'll return to that question in one moment. But that is the machlokas. We'll see in a moment that's not such a simple way to explain the machlokas, because there is a there's a ritva we'll see in a moment that does seem to learn like Tosfos, but also seem to assume it's a categorical ptur. We'll get there. But that's the way some achronim, like the Stipler, learn this machlokas. And some even suggest that this would explain another machlokas. There's a debate between the Sma and the Taz about Tashlumin. Let's say I'm Osek b'mitzvah. I'm involved in mitzvah A, and therefore I can't do mitzvah B. I miss mincha because of my involvement in mitzvah A. I was very busy. I was Osek b'tzarchei tzibur. I was busy doing things for the tzibur. I was answering questions or fixing the eruv or whatever it is, and now I missed mincha. So do I daven tashlumin? So the Sma says no, and the Taz says yes. We know, generally speaking, when a person is ones, they're chayiv to do tashlumin. Let's say a person is not feeling well and unable to daven mincha, so they would daven two marivs. So too, over here, since I'm ones, because I'm involved in mitzvah, I should be potter from mitzvah B. And Isma says no. What are they debating? So perhaps they're debating this very point. If the Sma learns like the Ran, we said for the Ran, if you're osik b'mitzvah, you're potter from all other mitzvahs. If I'm potter from a mitzvah, do I have to daven tashlumin? If I'm potter from mincha, do I daven tashlumin? No. No, that's a generally assumed conclusion. This actually comes up in different cases, like Avelos, for example. Somebody's in Onain, and he missed his entire Zman Tefillah. Does he daven after the Kfura takes place? If he could still daven tashlumin, does he daven tashlumin? We assume no, right? That's part of the debate. So if you're potter, there's no tashlumin. Tashlumin is only if I'm chayv in a mitzvah but unable to do it, or I was negligent to some degree. So if you hold, like the Ran, that it's an absolute ptur, then there's no tashlumin. That's the view of the Sma. If you hold like Tosfos, it's just ones, I can't do mitzvah B because I was busy doing mitzvah, you should be chayv in tashlumin. Now, how do we paskin? So we paskin the Mishnah Berurah says rov rishonim hold like the Ran. We paskin like the Ran, and we also paskin like the Sma against the Taz. In other words, we're consistent in this way. First of all, we paskin that I'm potter from mitzvah B like the Ran, even if I could do it, but there would be a tareach, there would be a tircha, and B, we say I'm potter from tashlumin. So that's great. So now I'd like to return to the question that we alluded to just a minute ago. The question was as follows. What is the chiddush of osek b'mitzvah potter mena mitzvah? What's the chiddush? Why do I need a pasuk to teach him to me? Why do I need a pasuk? So we could have, we find in the Rishonim, that I found at least three answers. If you turn to page 4, you have over here, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. So the first source we'll start from Gimel, is from the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah asks the question. We'll read it together. V'i eno yachol l'kayim eshneihem amai itztirch kvar l'miftarei. If you're going to learn like Tosfos that you're only potter from B when you can't do B, so then why do I need a pasuk? It's obvious. D'mai taima yistalek min ha-mitzvah she'osek ba v'yisasek b'mitzvah acheres. Why would I have thought that I should stop mitzvah A to do mitzvah B, such that I need a pasuk to teach me I'm exempt from B? There's no need from a pasuk. Afilu mitzvah kala lo shavik ba'avur mitzvah chamura. You shouldn't even stop a light mitzvah to do a stringent mitzvah. She'en adam yodea matan schar and shal mitzvos. We don't really know which mitzvos are more kal and which ones are more chamur. V'sud al yu ka'avadam ha'misham sh'nasarav l'nas ka'bol pras. Elevadai. Af al pi sh'yoch l'kai m'shneyam. Patre rachmana v'gzeres melechi. And then he says like the Ran, v'davka sh'osik b'mitzvah b'yadav. You're actually osik. Kegon mashka veda o machil d'miftar b'ahishayta l'mesef putalani. So the Ur Zeruah, and this is the view of the Ran, asked a question. What is the chiddush of osik b'mitzvah patre min ha'mitzvah? He says the chiddush must be, I'm patre from B even when I could do B. Because if I'm only patre from B when I can't do B, I don't need a pasuk for that. Pshita, it's obvious. So if we ask the question, what's the chiddush of osik b'mitzvah? Why do I need a pasuk? If you learn like the Ran and the Ur Zeruah, the answer is very simple. Without a pasuk, I would think if you could do both, you must do both. Kamash Milan, the pasuk teaches me, even though I can do mitzvah B, if I'm osik b'adayim in mitzvah A, I'm pater. But what would Tosos answer to this question? So here we have two Rishonim that address this question within the school of thought of Tosfos. First, we could see the Ritva, number A. The Ritva asked this question, and he answers, V'yesh lomar, where it's underlined, Daha kamash Milan. Dafilu bayla niach mitzvazu lasos mitzvah cheres gedola hemenu ein arishos biado salka daita chamina efturehu demiftar mina avali bayla mishvak ha ulemavat idach arishos biado kamash malon kevan de pater mina cheres hare he etzlo achshav kedavar shal rishos ba'aser laniach mitzvaso mipnei davar shehu shal rishos. Says the Ritva, a beautiful answer for Tosfos. A beautiful answer. Without the pasuk, I would have thought that it's my choice. I'm doing mitzvah A. Mitzvah B comes along the way. So now I have a choice. I could either continue mitzvah A and not do mitzvah B, or if I wish, I could stop mitzvah A and do mitzvah B. Of course, I would not have thought, even without the pasuk, I would not have thought that I must stop mitzvah A to do mitzvah B. That doesn't make any sense. But I would have thought that it's my choice. What is the chiddush of osik b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah? I must stop. Why? It's very beautiful. Because once we say osik b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah, so am I chayav to do mitzvah A? B? Sorry? If I'm involved in mitzvah A, I'm patur from mitzvah B. I'm patur. I'm obviously not allowed to stop doing a mitzvah that's a chova to do a mitzvah shel rishus. So once the chiddush of osik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah is taught, so then what happens? What does that mean? That means that I'm pater from mitzvah B. So I'm chai v'n mitzvah, I'm pater from mitzvah B. Memela, it's aser to stop doing mitzvah to do mitzvah B. So that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is not that osik b'mitzvah is pater min ha-mitzvah. I actually would have known that without it. But what I learned is that it's aser to stop mitzvah A to do mitzvah B. Since you're potter, memela it's aser. Now that's why I said it's interesting. You see against the stipler from this ritva, I think Rav Asher Weiss makes this point, somebody told me. Why? Why? It's very simple. Because this ritva learns like Tosfos that you're chayv to do mitzvah B if you can, but still clearly assumes it's a categorical ptur. It's not just onus, it's a ptur. So, again, perhaps we'll return to the lumdus of Tosfos shortly. But that's answer two. So again, what was our question? Our question is, why do I need the drasha that teaches me osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah? It's obvious. Answer number one, to teach me on patur from mitzvah B, even if I could do mitzvah B. That was the Ur Zeruah. Answer number two, the ritva is to teach me that I can't stop mitzvah A to do mitzvah B, even if I want to. Answer number three is the Marach Ur Zeruah. He says, Adirabba, dasa tois, vislahamid ha-pasuk, b'en yachol. What's the havamina? What would I have thought without the pasuk? Kevan shabalo mitzvah veres kigon kriyash mavisok p'tura l'ani uputa l'ani shi'aniach sivas tefillin v'shituach aveda v'hakbalos rabo ad shi'akayem ha'overes v'achar kach yikayim mitzvah shehi osik bahem kamash malan. What's the chiddush of osik b'mitzvah? I would have thought that if I'm involved in mitzvah A, but mitzvah A is not a mitzvah overis. Then, and a mitzvah overis comes my way, So I should stop mitzvah A to do mitzvah B. Why? Because mitzvah B is a mitzvah overis. What does mitzvah overis mean? If I don't do it now, I'm going to lose my chance. So let's take the example of the ani. Right, let's say I'm involved in Hashavas Aveda. It's not just in my closet, but I'm actually involved in caring for the Aveda. I find a rug, and for this rug to stay in good shape, every 2 weeks, for 5 minutes, I have to shake it out. So, the chiddush is that while I'm shaking it out, I'm patur from giving money to the ani, because I can't do both at once. I'd have to stop shaking it out to put it down, take my wallet out, and give him money. So you would have thought, without the pasuk, that since giving money to this poor person is a mitzvah varis, if I don't give him money now, he's going on to the next guy. He doesn't have time to wait. So I would have thought that I should stop doing mitzvah A, shaking out the rug, to do mitzvah B, because mitzvah A is not a mitzvah varis. If I shake out this rug in another 5 minutes, it's going to be fine. Kamash Malan, I am potter. And he understands, even Tosis agrees to that, because it's impossible to do both at once. So, to summarize, we have three answers to the question, why do I need the pasuk of Osik b'mitzvah, patur mina mitzvah? Why don't I say, it's obvious, if I'm doing mitzvah A, I don't have to stop for mitzvah B. Answer number one we saw is the Borzerua slash Ran, that I'm patur from mitzvah B even when I could do mitzvah B. Answer number two is the Ritva, that it's Aser. And answer number three, the Ma'ach Borzerua, is I'm patur from mitzvah B, even though mitzvah B is a mitzvah veris, and mitzvah A is not a mitzvah veris. If we had time, we would analyze what each of these answers tells us about the nature of Osik b'mitzvah in terms of the lamdas. And it's really quite fascinating, but we only have 12 minutes left. Maybe if we have a chance, we'll get back to it at the end, but I still want to get back to our initial halacha l'maisa questions that we raised, what's going to be the halacha. So to do that, we're going to turn to source number 7, on page 5. The Gemara says an amazing thing here. Kos ve tefillin u mezuzos hen ve tagarein ve tagarei tagarehen v'chol ha'oskin b'melech ha'shamayim lasuye mochre t'cheles p'turin mikriyashma u min ha'tefila u min ha'tefillin u mikol mitzvos amurs b'torah l'kayim d'ver Rabbi Yossi Aglili Rabbi Yossi Aglili omer ha'osik b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah. What does this mean? A person who is a scribe and writes tefillin. Or, not only that, but he's a merchant. He sells tefillin. Or he's a middleman. He buys the tefillin from the sofrim and he sells them to the Judaica stores. All these people are involved in a mitzvah, or a hechsher mitzvah, actually. The people, for example, selling the tefillin or the middleman, they're not directly doing a mitzvah, but they're doing a hechsher mitzvah. In fact, even the scribes might be doing just a hechsher mitzvah, I assume. So all these people are involved in a hechsher mitzvah, namely providing tefillin for those who need them, or even tcheles for tzitzis, and therefore they're patur from all mitzvos. So a person who doesn't like davening, this is the perfect profession. They should open up a Judaica store, because they're patur from all mitzvos. You know, if they open up before Zman Shacharis, and they close after Zman Mincha, then they've lost out. They'd be have exempted themselves from many mitzvos. So the Beis Yosef, in source number 9, says, wait, that doesn't make any sense. He says this is talking about a situation where their involvement, where they're saying Shema or davening or the like would preclude their ability to do this particular mitzvah. For example, somebody is going out of town. He shows up, you're so fair, shows up to you're about to go off to davening, 7 a.m., you're on your way out to shul, and somebody shows up and says, you know what, I have some news for you. I'm about to leave to China for 3 months, and I lost my tefillin, and my flight leaves in a couple hours. So, can you write me a new pair of tefillin right now? Because if you don't write them right now, I'm not going to have tefillin. I don't know if I'll be able to get tefillin in China. Certainly, it might take a while before I get them. So what do? So in that case, perhaps, you're potter. Why? Because you're osek b'mitzvah. You're osek in the mitzvah of providing tefillin for him, and therefore you're potter from davening shacharis. Even though, if you start writing the tefillin right now, by the time you finish, they'll have missed the zman of davening. But it doesn't mean that every day you're pater. Now, this is not obvious. It's certainly not obvious for the Ran, because the Ran says you're pater even if Efshel L'chaim Shneim. And it's not even obvious for Tosfos, because even according to Tosfos, at the time that you're writing, you can't say Shema. And therefore, even Tosfos might not agree to this, but we're going to assume this is correct, and this is Paskin L'Halach and source number 10 in the Shulchan Aruch. That the only time tefillin merchants are pater from other mitzvos are when they couldn't do both. Now, the Magen Avraham in source number 11 makes a fascinating diuk from Rashi. Rashi on that Gemara, source number 8, says the following: Tagarehem, halochen mehen, the merchants that buy the tefillin to sell the tefillin. So halochen mehen, kidei limkor ulhamtziam litzorech lohem. The tagarim are the merchants, people who buy tefillin in order to sell them to provide for those who need tefillin. So the Magen Avraham makes a fascinating diuk in Rashi. Source number 11. Pirush Rashi. Halokhin kidei lehamtzian limkor lemishitzarech lohem. Mashma. Dim osek kidei lehistaker bo lo mikri osek b'mitzvah. The implication is only Judaica stores that are selling l'shem mitzvah, but not lehistaker, not to make money. It doesn't mean they give it out for free, but their kavana is l'shem shamayim. Their kavana is l'shem shamayim. That is when we say osik mitzvah. The diuk and Rashi might be debatable, but that's a diuk of the Magen Avraham. So according to the Magen Avraham, if we go back to our initial question, what was our question? What about the physician? The physician is involved in the mitzvah of treating patients. So is he pater from mincha? So seemingly, it will depend why he's a doctor. If he's a doctor to make money, so then he's going to be chayiv to daven mincha. If he's a doctor l'shem shamayim, then he's going to be pater based off of Rashi and the Magen Avraham. So we have to ask why. Let's say a volunteer would certainly be pater, but someone who is osik b'refuah l'histaker would be chayiv to daven mincha. That's what it would seem from the Magen Avraham. However, the Bir Halach in source number 12 asks from a Gemara in Shavuos, we won't get into the details so much, but the Gemara seems to take for granted that the Magen Avraham is wrong. Because the Gemara says that even if you're involved in a certain mitzvah lehistaker, a loan, but you take collateral or the like, then you're still pater from other mitzvos. So this seems to be a refutation on the Magen Avraham. And the Bir Halacha makes the following suggestion. The Bir Halacha explains that when is Rashi's statement true, and the Magen Avraham's statement true, that you're only pater from the other mitzvah if you're doing so l'shem shamayim, not l'staker, that's when it's a hechsher mitzvah. But when it's the actual mitzvah, even if you're doing it l'histaker, you're pater. And in source number 13, the Kol Bitzaros, Rav Chanan Wasserman explains why that is. He says very simple. This goes back to the point you were making at the beginning of this year. Why is it that osik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah even for hechsher mitzvah? Why is it? Maybe it's only when I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm pater from another mitzvah. Why is it that even when I'm doing a hechsher mitzvah, I'm pater from another mitzvah? The answer is because we have to go back to the source. What was the source? B'shiftecha b'veisach uv'lechtecha v'aderech. When you're doing your own thing, you're sitting at home or you're going on your trip for yourself. But if you're going on a trip, let's say, for God, it's not leches didach, it's leches dirachmana, then you're pater. Anytime you're doing something not for yourself, but for God, you're pater from other mitzvos. That is true, even if you're not actually doing a mitzvah, but you're also doing a hechsher mitzvah. Because when you're doing a hechsher mitzvah, is it leches didach? No, it's leches dirachmana. When I'm going on a long trip to go to a shir, I'm pater. Why? Because it's not leches didi, I'm not taking the trip for myself. It's leches derachman, I'm pater. I'm pater even if it's hechsher mitzvah. But says Rav Ochanan, that's only true if you're doing that hechsher mitzvah l'shem shemayim. Once you're doing the hechsher mitzvah for yourself, so then it's leches didi. If it's a hechsher mitzvah, but I'm not doing it l'shem shemayim, like selling tefillin, or if I'm a doctor, driving to my office. So that's a hechsher mitzvah. But if I'm doing it kedei lehistaker, I'm doing it to make money, not for the mitzvah, so then it's not something that could be qualified as leches derachmana. It's leches didi, I'm doing it for myself. But if it's an actual mitzvah, even if I'm not doing it l'shem shemayim, I'm doing it kedei lestaker, but it's a mitzvah, so it's still leches derachmana. When you're doing a mitzvah, even if you're not doing it for the right reasons, it's still a mitzvah. A mitzvah is a mitzvah. So it's always leches deshamayim. It's always leches derachmana. When it's a hechsher mitzvah, so then we say, if it's for my sake, it's leches didi. If it's for God's sake, it's leches derachmana. But when it's a mitzvah, then it's always leches derachmana. So says Rabbi Chanan, this answers the kasha that the Mishnah Berurah asks. Very simple. If you're doing an actual mitzvah, so then what's the halacha? The halacha is, even if you're doing it kedei l'staker, you're going to be pater from other mitzvos. If it's a hechsher mitzvah, so then it depends. If you're doing it l'shem shemayim, you're pater from other mitzvos. If you're doing it for yourself, you're chayv in other mitzvos. So now let's think about what this tells us about the question we started off with the physician. So the physician, again, if your hours start after this man tefillah, so then obviously you have to daven first and then you go to work. But let's say again, your shift begins before, in our example, it starts at 12 o'clock before you could daven mincha, it ends at 6 o'clock after it's too late to daven mincha. So then, it will depend. If you're doing l'shem shemayim, you should be pater from mincha, right? Again, assuming you're working straight. Take a break, then if you're taking a coffee break, you could take a mincha break. But let's assume you're going straight. That might get into that question we had in Iran about digging the graves and the like. But for now, we'll assume that's true. If you're going straight, so now, it's going to depend. If treating patients is a mitzvah, so then am I going to be pater for mincha? Yeah. If treating patients is a hechsher mitzvah, so then it will depend. Am I doing l'shem shemayim? Then I'm going to be pater. If I'm doing it kedei l'staker, then I'm going to be chayiv. Right? So let's ask the question. Is treating patients a mitzvah or a hechsher mitzvah? What do you say? It's a mitzvah. It's not a hechsher mitzvah. Vashivosolo, like you said, v'rapo yirape, vashivosolo. It's a mitzvah. It's not a hechsher mitzvah. So mimela, I should be pater from mincha, even if I'm doing a kedei l'staker. That's what comes out from the bir halacha. Now, what about if I'm not treating patients straight, but I'm also, you know, writing notes to put in their file and doing paperwork.
You can't treat a patient unless you write
notes. So good. So then, that too should be the mitzvah. But let's say, doing the paperwork is not for the patient's sake. It's because of the insurance stuff and the like. Now, I have to do it, or it's the government regulations or hospital regulations, whatever. I have to do it. But, you know, so it's definitely something I need to do. What would we call it then?
But you still do it, because otherwise you can't afford it.
Right, so that's what a hechsher mitzvah is. Now, a hechsher mitzvah is something that I must do in order to do the mitzvah. Right? So it's definitely a hechsher mitzvah, but it's not the actual mitzvah, so it's going to depend. If taking the notes is part of the treatment, then we'd say it's a mitzvah. If it's just something that I need to do for hospital regulations so I don't get sued for malpractice, whatever it is, so then it's a hechsher mitzvah. If it's a hechsher mitzvah, then again, it will depend. Are you doing it l'staker? Then you would be chayiv to daven mincha. Oh. So what's the halacha? So take a look at source 14. This is from the Nishmas Avram, Dr. Avraham, one of the world-renowned experts on medical halacha. So he writes, after a whole long discussion, Lefi kol ha'amor, rofei shetarid betipul cholim, af al pi she'en adam Yisrael mitzuvel yos rofei, ach, kshu kvar rofei mutal alav mitzvah letapel b'cholim, v'af al pi she'makabel schar, bein me'achola bein miguf shlishi. So a doctor practicing medicine, even though he's getting paid, whether it's from the patient or from the government or from the insurance, patur min ha'mitzvah, ki oseku b'guf ha'mitzvah b'zman she'metapel b'cholim, v'gam ikar kavanaso b'shas ha'tipohu, hi vaday limtso mar pelachola. Good. And therefore, your pater, he says, from mincha. And then he continues, Begader osek b'mitzvah partam na mitzvah shamati mehagon Rav Neuwart, right, the famous author of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, but also a great posik in other areas of halacha, Shlita, he's no longer alive, now it's Zatzal, Shirofe Pater Mitvila. Lo rak bizman shu bodek metapel b'chola. The doctor is pater not just when he's actually involved directly in a treatment of the chola. Afilu shem bo sakan, even though the patient isn't in danger. Obviously, if the patient is in danger, there's nothing to talk about. We're talking about a case where the patient isn't in danger. Still, he's pater from tefillah because he's osek b'mitzvah. Elegam bizman shu osuk b'ksiva b'tik ha'chola. Afilu bizman shu kotev michtevei shichur. He's busy writing other things like the signing the documents of release from the hospital. Still, he's pater. He calls that mugdark osek b'mitzvah. This is all osek b'mitzvah. So, why is it osek b'mitzvah? Either because he thinks it's naturally osek b'mitzvah, or maybe, because like you said, if these are things necessary for the patient, it's not hechsher mitzvah, it's osek b'mitzvah. If it's hechsher mitzvah, so then perhaps only if he's doing it l'shem shemayim. That's the psak of Rav Neuwart. So this is very fascinating. This is very fascinating. So you would be pater. So, is this so pashat? Is this so pashat? So, I saw the Birkei Yosef, source number 15, top of page 7, make the following point. He says the following. Look where it's bolded. When do we say osek b'mitzvah patam na mitzvah? Hainu b'mitzvah she'osek ba'ata she'enu tediris etzlo kol ha'yamim. We're talking about a mitzvah that's not something that happens every day. But, he writes, if it's a mitzvah that you do every day, so then we wouldn't say that. Skip a little bit. Uvahani I patrinan lahum mitzvah cheres nimtza kili olam turin we call a mitzvos. V'lo mishkacha shikaimu shum mitzvah. Let's say we said that you say always osek b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah. So then a person whose job is a mitzvah or even a hechsher mitzvah, so they never do any mitzvos. Ukigon zulo amro osek b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah. Now, whether this could be proven or not is somewhat of an interesting question. We don't have time to go into it. But he makes the following argument. It's one thing if I'm a doctor and, you know, today is a particularly busy day. Now, again, we're not talking about someone where there's any danger to life involved or the like. Then there's obviously nothing to talk about. If someone is an emergency room physician and the like and he's involved in pikuach nefesh, let's assume we're talking about someone where there's no issue of pikuach nefesh. He's scheduling his own hours and the like. But he just wants to go straight from 12 to 6. Straight. He could, no breaks. So he could make a break if he wanted to. That's his choice. But he wants to go straight. So the Birkei Yosef argues, the Chida argues, doesn't make sense that we would say osek b'mitzvah in this case. This guy, this doctor could then like exempt himself from mitzvos all day long, right? If he works at 250 days a year, so, you know, for 12 hours a day, so you know, close to half the year, he's going to be pater for mitzvos. It's inconceivable. When do we have the idea of osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah? When a mitzvah comes your way. You're doing mitzvah, and a mitzvah comes your way. But we would not say it always. So the Chida would say, to the question that we had of the physician, that if this is his regular schedule, then that's wrong. He should go ahead and make a break for mincha. Okay, some days perhaps things are going to get crazy and not, you know, he didn't predict. He tells his secretaries to, you know, make a 15-minute break sometime in the afternoon to daven mincha, and a lot of people come in and things take longer, whatever it is. Okay, in that case we could say you're pater. But we're never going to say osek b'mitzvah patam na mitzvah to regularly exempt you from all mitzvos, even if it's for a particular period of time. That's the argument that the Chida makes. Do we accept this Chida? So source number 16 is a tshuva from Rav Asher Weiss on this topic. Rav Asher Weiss thinks that we accept this Chida. And therefore, a physician, at least with regular hours, again, we're not talking about an emergency room doctor or the like, with regular hours, so because of the Chida, he would not be pater from mincha. And he should, like we said, book into his schedule a break to daven mincha. And then he says another reason. He says, anyway, he doesn't think it's going to be relevant. If you look at the second paragraph in source 16, Vo dekevan dematbea hadvarim hacholim nichnasim b'zachar zeh. Ben gavre legavre, nenu osik b'mitzvah, umeschayivu b'kriyash ma'al v'tfilah. He says, anyway, it's not going to work. Because usually, I'm not going to be treating one patient for 6 hours straight. So, when patient A leaves and patient B enters, so there's a 30-second break. Right at that point, I'm chayiv in mincha. I'm not osik b'mitzvah. I'm just waiting for the next patient, even if it's only waiting 10 seconds. But, like, you know, ben gavre legavre, right? So now you're chayiv. It's not really true. When would we say you'd pater from mincha if you went straight from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock without a break? Now, it's true you're not taking a coffee break, but there's still breaks. You're not constantly being osik b'mitzvah. Now, this isn't so pashut. Right, this goes back to that machlokas between Tosfos and Ran about how to read the case of the guy digging the graves. Do we see that as a break or not? Ran thought that was a break and Tosfos didn't, but could be you could argue against this idea from that Ran and maybe Tosfos, but that's his argument. So Lamaisa, at least Rav Asher Weiss, argues that a physician with regular hours should make room for mincha, even though technically you could argue that he's being osik b'mitzvah or hechsher mitzvah throughout. What about the other question? Yeah. The Birkei Yosef source is indeed questionable. It might work with the Beis Yosef's understanding of Tagarim, right? Kosvei Tefillin, but you're right. He proves it. It's a questionable proof. I'm not sure I buy it, but we don't have time to go into it, but read his proof. I only gave you a small citation over here. Take a look. Now, what about the chuppah question? So we don't really have time to go into this, but I did see a remarkable thing that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that, and remember the shaila, you arrive to a wedding a little bit late, and you didn't daven mincha. If you go to the chuppah, you're going to miss mincha, and if you daven mincha, you'll miss the chuppah. What's the halacha? So I think intuitively we would all think, of course, you have to daven mincha. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, osik b'mitzvah, pater min mitzvah, you can go to the chuppah. Wow, what a chiddush. But I think it might be with a couple of things to keep in mind. Number one is that's when your presence at the chuppah makes a difference. Perhaps in Eretz Yisrael, this is more common in many of the weddings in Eretz Yisrael. So it's not everybody that goes to the chuppah. It's the close family and friends go to the chuppah, and people that aren't as close show up for the dancing. But if there's 350 people sitting at the chuppah and your presence won't make any difference, the chassan and the kala won't even know if you're there or not, so then it's hard to imagine that you should miss mincha. And moreover, might also be talking about, again, depending on Eretz Yisrael dika chuppahs, sometimes you go, if you sneeze, you miss the chuppah. The whole thing takes like 10 minutes. It's outside, they walk down, you know, in America, where the chuppahs take an hour, and there's music, and there's grandchildren, and so, it's hard to know if Shlomo Zalman would have paskened that under these circumstances, but it is a fascinating question. One way or the other, I guess one lesson to take home from this is we should all think and recognize how important it is when we are being osik b'mitzvah, so much so that when we're osik in one mitzvah, we are potter from all our other mitzvahs. Have a wonderful day. All right.